Episode 2, The Science and Ethics of Medical Marijuana. Welcome back to High Hopes, the podcast where we explore the transformative potential of medical marijuana in treating chronic pain and seizure disorders. I'm your host, Daisy Rush, and I'm thrilled to have you join me for episode 2. In our first episode, we set the stage by discussing why medical marijuana is making waves through modern medicine and how it interacts with the body to alleviate symptoms. Today, we're going to dive deeper into the science behind medical cannabis and explore the ethical challenges that surround its use. We'll also hear insights from an NHS cannabis grower about the cultivation process and the practical hurdles facing in making this medicine accessible. Whether you're a patient, caregiver, or curious about the evolving landscape of cannabis in healthcare, this episode is for you. So let's get started. To understand why medical cannabis works so well for conditions like seizures, we need to revisit the endocannabinoid system, a natural regulatory system in our bodies. The system helps maintain balance in areas like pain management, mood, and sleep. Cannabis contains active compounds called cannabinoids, the most well-known being THC and CBD. The cannabinoids mimic our body's natural endocannabinoids and interact with receptors to regulate pain signals, reduce inflammation, and even prevent seizures. Insight from a cannabis grower working with the NHS about tailoring cannabis to meet specific medical needs. Blending THC and CBD levels is crucial. Sometimes it means blending strains to achieve the precise ratio needed for different conditions. It's like crafting olive oil. It takes precision and timing. Harvesting at just the right moment is essential because the cannabinoid ratios can charge over time. This precise attention to detail is vital in ensuring the patient receives consistent and effective treatment. It's one of the reasons why medical cannabis is so different from recreational cannabis. It's cultivated and processed with a focus on therapeutic outcomes. When it comes to growing medical-grade cannabis, quality control is everything. The NHS grower shares how strict practices are used to ensuring product meets the highest standards. We follow a GACP, Good Agricultural and Collection Practices, which governs the growing phase. That means no pesticides or harmful chemicals. Then we adhere to GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices, which covers everything from post-harvest processing to distribution. This ensures the final product is as safe and standardized as any other type of medicine. This rigorous process not only guarantees safety, but also builds trust among patients and healthcare providers. After all, when it comes to medicine, consistency and purity are non-negotiable. While the science is clear, one of the biggest hurdles for medical cannabis is public perception. Despite being legalized for medical use in the UK in 2018, cannabis still carries a social stigma. When I asked the NHS grower how they address these misconceptions, their response was both practical and lighthearted. It's been legal since 2018 for medical use. Recreational is another story. But if someone disagrees with medical cannabis, chances are they're not a happy person. While the grower's humour highlights the persistence of stigma, it's clear that education and open dialogue are crucial to normalising cannabis in healthcare. Now, let's shift gears to the ethical side of medical cannabis. The NHS grower shared some important insights on this, particularly about affordability and access. The biggest ethical challenge is cost. Medical cannabis is just too expensive for many patients. The simplest solution? Let people grow their own. It's a straightforward way to make it more accessible without driving patients into financial hardship. This idea of empowering patients to grow their own medicine is controversial, but also practical, especially in light of rising healthcare costs. However, it raises questions about regulation, quality control, and safety. The grower also pointed out that the medical cannabis industry is highly privatized, which creates additional barriers. Many clients and suppliers may not want to relinquish their hold on patients to the public healthcare systems like the NHS. Strains tailored to conditions like epilepsy and cancer pain, but patients need options to try multiple strains to find out what works for them. The future depends on expanding knowledge and making access easier, especially in public healthcare systems. This highlights a critical issue. Medical cannabis isn't one size fits all. Patients need access to personalized treatment options. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on what we've learned. As research advances, the hope is that more specialised strains will become available to meet diverse medical needs. Medical cannabis is a promising solution for chronic pain and seizure disorders, thanks to its ability to work with the body's natural systems. However, challenges like stigma, cost, and accessibility still need to be addressed to unlock its full potential. In our next episode, we'll focus on how marijuana helps manage chronic pain and hear from patients who have first-hand experience. If you found today's episode insightful, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or stories to share, connect with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Thank you for listening to High Hopes. Together, we're exploring the healing power of medical cannabis, one episode at a time. Until next time, stay hopeful, stay informed, and remember, relief is possible.